Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Stars Cast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show.
Hi, everybody. This is Natalie, also known as Stars Cast, and no, we're not taking questions. I guess Candy ran the wrong program, but nonetheless, I have an awesome guest tonight. We've already talked and talked and talked, and you're just going to love her. And if you go to her site, you're going to see how pretty she is. I didn't even tell you that. I didn't tell her that, but she is. She's very pretty. Anyways, let's talk a little bit about mysticlivingtoday.com, okay? That is going to be revamped into a flip book. I have seen the results of it. This gal who is designing some things for me, she set it up, and all I have to do is put in the information and probably have Tony upload it. That's my webmaster. And it'll be good to go, and it'll turn pages really nice. Probably not until the beginning of next year, though, because we have to fine-tune everything. But that's that. And, of course, oh, pretty soon, well, no, I just put up the new issue on the 1st. Lots of good stuff in there. You get introduced to a lot of people that I have on the show because oftentimes they've been on the show, sometimes twice, sometimes three times. And I have a lot of features there. The reason I put them there is because they contribute every month. And I just feel that they should be in that place right at the top. I have a column from a lady in Berlin. She does that. She's an artist, so we have that. Just so many things. I added another poetry person. She does. She's in China, and she sent me a couple, and they talk so cute. You know, when they send me, just like my other gentleman friend that does it, they put their Chinese there, and it's like little sticks sticking up. And, you know, it was so cute. I knew she would do that, okay? But she's there, and my three others are there, so now I have four poets that write for the magazine. Isn't that wonderful? One in Japan, two in China, and one in India. Bonus, huh? I got them all over the place. Anyways, without further ado, I'm going to bring in my guest because my mind is just rolling because there's going to be so many questions and so many things. And if you do have a question about her book or about contacting angels, you're welcome to call in. I'm sure she would like that. The guest call-in is 347-838-9736. We'd be happy to take your – I would be happy to take your call. So, without further ado, I'm going to bring in my guest tonight. Hi, her name is Robbie Holtz. I didn't think I'm saying that right. And she has an interesting background, not just this latest book, but her life. She went through some trying times. How are you tonight, Robbie?
I'm doing great, Natalie. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so you can. I can tell in your voice. We kind of get a rise. Like somebody said to me once, you know, you're like you have energy. Are you flying up out of your chair? I said no.
But I know. I have a great big grin on my face. I'm just passionate about this, and I'm just thrilled to be able to talk about it.
Good. Well, I'm glad because, you know, like we were just talking, minds that are alike, you know, you have to, it's great to talk to people that are on the same path, so to speak, and it makes it easy, it makes my job really, really easy. So let's get started. So, as I said to you before, we always start from the background of you. We go from when you were not really a little girl, but a young, maybe even a young woman, I don't know, not that you're old, but you know, did you always talk to angels? And I'm going to get into your background, but did you always talk to angels?
No, I wasn't even aware that I could do that until my husband passed in 2007. And then he kind of, from the other side, he, believe it or not, he would show up every morning at 8 o'clock. That there was an energy pattern to him, and I would see it at exactly 8 o'clock, and that really woke me up to being able to connect to the other side of the veil, and eventually it expanded beyond him into angels, and so, yeah, Gary was the one who sort of got me down this path.
Awesome, and you met him because you were a pretty sick gal, right?
I was, and he has an interesting life as well. When I delivered my son back in 85, I was given a blood transfusion that was tainted with hepatitis C. And back then, they didn't even know about hepatitis C yet, so they certainly didn't have a cure for it. And I almost died from it. And then I almost died from the experimental treatments that they put me on. So I almost died twice, and I was really left in bed for months and months, unable to just barely survive. But I was determined to live because I had a little boy, and I knew he wasn't old enough to remember me, and I really wanted to parent him as long as possible. So it put me on this path of finding ways to survive. I certainly didn't think I would make it another decade, and that was 30-some years ago. So I'm in the meantime, I managed to heal all the hepatitis C and the problems that originated from the experimental treatments, the fibromyalgia, the chronic fatigue, the temporary brain damage, and all of that, and healed all of that, which the doctor said you couldn't heal at that time. So that put me on this path of waking up to Aboriginal healing, how the body, mind, and spirit are all connected, and they're all involved in healing, and getting that word out about how people can heal, not recognizing the effects that the mind and the emotions have on the body. So that was more connected to Gary and his story going into the outback as a quadriplegic and being helped tremendously with the Aboriginal people in the outback. And them giving
us
their...
Do they call them Aboriginal or Aborigines?
Well, Aborigines is a bit offensive to them, so it's better to call them Aboriginal.
Aboriginal. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
we'll call them.
That's what we'll call them, yeah, because I'm incredibly grateful. Yeah, because they generously gave their healing. See, they're the oldest continuous culture on the planet, and they gave their healing methods to my late husband when he journeyed into the outback to be with them. And they asked him to take this information out into the world because we didn't really understand how healing worked. So
yeah.
That's what, you know, then we put it in a book, Secrets of Aboriginal Healing, at their request. And, you know, Natalie, I'm really was kind of shocked to find that it's resonated around the world. It's now in 43 countries and published in a couple different languages because people can really, you can feel the truth. And so it really resonates with people from all over the world.
That's really true. I mean, I know about healings, and I'm going to tell you quickly what happened to me. We're kind of parallel, you and I. In 82, my parents had died the year before, 5 months apart. So I was kind of like on a downslide, you know. I mean, that was a lot to
right.
handle. But I contracted some kind of a virus that attacked my liver.
Wow.
And I went on vacation, and I had just turned whatever age it was, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm supposed to feel like this when I'm this age? This can't be. So I had gone to the doctors before I went on vacation. He said, if you don't feel well, you stop at a hospital. He told me it was one of two things. Now, it could have been my appendix, he said, acting up, but he really thought it was my liver. So you know how many vials of blood they take with that, big ones, and there was at least five or six of them. So we did that, and I called him, and he said, well, I can tell you it's not your appendix. He said, so when you get back, you come right in. So I did. I went in to see him. And come to find out, my numbers were so out of whack, and another man's was like that. But I got this, not from the hospital, not from needles, but from a glass, a dirty
wow.
glass.
Wow.
He said... You know, he said it was so microscopic, even if you would have lifted it up to the light. And, you know, people then, you know, they weren't, like, conscious of, oh, gosh, maybe this is not clean. Now they have new methods of cleaning,
yeah.
You know. But then, I mean, they probably had a dishwasher, and he put them in and handled them and all that. I got it from that glass. So from that day forward, I never drink from a glass. If it's a glass of wine, I'm very careful. I really, really look, and I'll say to them, did this just come out of being cleaned? Because, you know, once you have that happen to you, just like you, you don't want to go through it again. I mean, I couldn't even
no.
stand. I couldn't do anything. I was like this rock on my bed. It
yeah.
was awful.
Yeah.
But
wow.
I had to go in every day for vitamin B12 and gamma globulin to build up my immunities because he was afraid that if I went out, I would catch something and I probably would die. They didn't tell me for 2 years that there was nothing they could do for me except that. That's all
wow.
they could do. And I survived. But I had a visitation, and we'll talk about that. I only talk about this when I've got somebody that's so either angelic or super spiritual, you know, like you. I mean, you'll know what I'm talking about, and you might even be able to say, well, I know what that was, you know. But anyways, okay, so you the Aboriginals helped. What did they do? Did you have some
well,
kind
it was
of...
Well, it was the information. It was the healing. Because I was one of those people, I worked downtown Seattle, and I was working a lot, you know, in the fast lane, couldn't go fast enough, working with a young boy at home and building a home. Let's throw that in there, too. And it was just incredibly stressful, and it was too much for the body. Emotionally, I thought I thrived on it, but, I wasn't listening to the body. So, you know, like you, I needed to go through a wake-up call to, get my attention. And I think also for you as well, Natalie, you and I needed to go through being very, very sick. I think I was in bed for like 5 months and couldn't stand up, couldn't function, because we needed to learn how to heal so we could teach other people how to do it.
I had something appear on my back wall during one night when I was bedridden my whole room lit up a golden yellow color, and I looked back, and it was about a 7-foot crystal on my back wall. That's where the color was coming from. That's where the light
wow.
was coming from. Now, at that time, I had worked for a group of psychics. I handled the money. I mean, does that surprise you, Miss Moneybags? I always handle the money. Even at weddings, they, give it to her. Give her the money. Oh, geez, I don't want the money. But anyway,
yeah.
I learned a lot, and they all said to me, that was healing. And I said, it wasn't just healing. And they said
yeah.
to me, why? I said, because I had to see it. I had to see it with my eyes. Because
yeah.
I could have been healed while I was asleep. I didn't need to see it, but I had
right.
to see it.
Right,
and that
right.
was my theory. And they argued with me. No, a bunch of them. They thought I was wrong. I thought I was right. And I know I was right. There's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah.
But I was not as sick as you. I mean, it took me from, July, probably 2 months. Maybe even longer than that, because I was working at a tennis club and I wasn't quite sure if I could go back there. But it was just part-time when I started back, so it was okay. But I didn't have, like you, this long-term, but like you, I could not stand up. I could not
yeah.
walk. Somebody came to my door. I mean, I remember my mother-in-law came and she was talking. I said, you need to be quiet. She looked at me. I said, I'm telling you, just stop talking. She loved
yeah.
to talk, and she would bring over food and see how I was. I mean, she was a wonderful woman. But because
yeah.
I was so sensitive to everything, like you
yes.
probably.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
Her.
I forgot about that.
I couldn't stand her talking to me.
Yeah,
I didn't tell her
too
to
much.
Shut up, but I thought about it. And I just, and I'd go back to bed. And then I realized that if she's coming over, she's got a key. I'm not opening the door for anybody. And I never got up out of bed after that, went to the bathroom, of course, and came back in, because the doctor said, back to one room and back in bed. That's all I want her to do. And I went
yeah.
into the doctor's every day because I didn't go in the hospital.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
I had to learn how to, like you, take care of myself and listen to what my needs are and listen to not just what needed to happen physically, but also what was I doing to myself emotionally. And feeding
mm-hmm.
myself really healthy thoughts, because it's a lot harder to heal when you're dealing in stress and depression and anxiety, but it's a lot easier to heal when you're in gratitude and joy and forgiveness and acceptance. That is a different chemical response in the body, a different vibration that will pull you up into much more healing frequencies.
Well, I think that appeared before me was massive, and I think it was really important. I mean, I was already kind of on a spiritual path, but I never felt that, I didn't really realize or know even today what it did for me, except probably to help heal me and to strengthen me and reassure me that
mm-hmm.
how I felt spiritually, I was right on target.
Yeah,
and I, even though I probably didn't even know it, Now nothing can stop me. I mean, I'm nothing. I mean, I get off my chair sometimes and I want to fall because I say that because I get kind of dropped. And then all of a sudden I'm picked back up again and I know my purpose and I know what I'm doing. And so, but you had it a little bit more long term and a little bit more serious probably than I did.
Well, when you almost die the second time, that really takes a lot longer to recover. So I was, it took me a couple of years to recover. But for me, now that was the beginning of spirituality for me because I survived in my early 30s. It was such tiny, slim odds that I would survive like that. So then I started to ask those questions that a lot of people don't ask until they're much, much older. I started to ask, why am I here? You know, what's really going on? What's the bigger picture? And that put me on the spiritual path, which I was grateful for, that it happened when I was in my, you know, when I was much younger.
But, you know, my questions at that time were, this whole group, they were all talented people. They all had their gifts, right? And I would sit there and I'd look at them and I'd say, gee, I wish I could do some of these things. Well, I'm doing a lot more than they're doing, ever did. And you see what it was. It was, to show me, like, you know, I'm gonna bring something to you. I'm gonna have you see something that they have nothing over you, nothing. I wasn't envious, but I couldn't understand why I couldn't read cards and I couldn't see things and I couldn't hear things. And here I am. I'm supporting this big, huge group. Big group. It was in Detroit. It was huge. And I figured, well, what am I around all these people for? They're getting all the glory. It wasn't about the glory, though. But I think getting ill and having me see what I saw made me realize, you know, honey, they don't have anything over you. You know, just do your work, stay on your path, and don't worry about what they're doing. It did that for me. It really did. I didn't know anything more. Until many, many years later, Robbie, it wasn't like this great awakening for me at all because I was surrounded by all these people and, you know, I had to help them and I, you know, do things for them. I wasn't just a gopher. My job was kind of like, well, to me, it wasn't that important, you know, But I
think that's good advice that you gave just a minute ago about stay on your path and really not comparing yourself to other people because everybody's different. And
exactly.
I remember being frustrated at one point because I couldn't feel energy like everybody else could. And I thought, well, I'm not getting it. I'm not good at this or whatever. And then at one point, my guides and angels let me feel energy, and they said, if you were to do that, it's too much for you. And I felt they let me feel it a couple times, and it's like sticking my finger in a light socket because I had too much energy coursing through me. So I was different, but I didn't recognize that I just had my own way, just like you have your own way, Natalie. So, yeah, I would encourage people to just follow what feels right to them.
Right. Don't compare yourself to any one person because I was surrounded by maybe 100 of them, 100 of them. And
that's a lot.
All different modalities. They all did different things. And it did something to me. It made me feel like, God, why not me? You know, I mean, I would like to be able to do something for people. Well, little did I know, many years down the road, I would be doing a lot more than they ever did. And it's not really a gift. Well, I guess it is. I mean,
it is a gift.
Sometimes I hear, I don't really see. Sometimes I smell. Like sometimes in my office I have this beautiful smell. And I lost a dear friend who used to co-host a show for me, and I thought last week, maybe that's her, you know? I mean, we just adored each other. We were like sisters. I was devastated. I couldn't do the radio show for 3 months. I just took a break. I just couldn't do it. But anyways, you know, sometimes you're put on a path, and it's not until a while down the road, ways down the road, that you're going to look back and say, oh, my, what was I, you know, what do you mean I can't do what they're doing?
Yeah,
I'm just doing
right.
something different. That's all.
Right, exactly. It's just different, right? And I think that's the, one of the things that people get hung up on is that they, you know, they want to be able to talk to their angels and guides, and they get frustrated that they can't hear them or see them without recognizing that most people don't have that ability. Everybody's clairsentient, where you feel with that your body, that solar plexus area especially.
Mm-hmm.
But if you expect to see them or hear them, you're probably setting yourself up for disappointment because these expectations
for failure,
are going
right,
to get in the way.
I mean, you're right. Not everybody. The only thing I have ever seen is on my wall. That's the only thing I ever saw. Other than that, no. But I'm not disappointed. I'm not.
No, it's just different.
You know, I'm not saying, well, gee, I don't even say, why not me? I don't even say that because if it's to be, it will be. That's all. And
exactly.
If it's not, it's not. That just means that there's other things.
Right.
Because it's the area that we're talking about is vast. There are so many things. You can smell, you can see, you can hear.
Yeah.
And I'm a empath to the max. So there's just a lot of things that, and people, you're listening, don't worry. You know, if you want to read cards, get yourself a deck of cards some kind, because I'm going to tell you that these cards, these tarot cards, all have a story on every card. All you got to do is read it. That's all. That's what it is. You know, and I never realized that either, Robbie. I don't know. I just thought that they were getting all of this information, and maybe they were, but I really think they were just creating a story. You know, like you can say the tower. The card is the tower. It's kind of falling over. It doesn't mean life is going to fall over. It doesn't mean it's going to be the end of the world for you. You know, maybe it's a rebuilding of something. Something, because this is going to go, something else is going to follow it immediately. That's how I always feel about everything. Don't take
Absolutely.
It as like, oh, God, this is the end. No! No, no, no. Even the death card is not the end. It just means it's a new beginning coming for you. It's the end of something. Doesn't mean life. Don't take
right.
it so seriously. I don't think those cards were meant to do that, you know?
Right. Yeah, I hear you. I agree with you. Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so eventually you got better, right? I mean, you started to heal.
I completely healed myself of all of that, right. And then I met my husband Gary along the way here, who was a physicist who had gone out into the outback as a quadriplegic, came back 2 weeks later as a paraplegic, where he had feeling in his body for the first time in 7 years after being with the Aboriginal tribes people. And they taught him their healing ways. But they also opened – he was a scientist. He was a physicist who was pretty much – and I'm sure you've run into people like this, Natalie. It doesn't exist if you can't prove it. There's no gray area, so to speak. And after being with the Aboriginal tribes people, he recognized that there is a lot of gray that you can't explain, but it still exists. And he came back aware that there were angels around him. And he'd be, like the Aboriginal people, he started to be able to see them and communicate with them. And I'm talking about the remote ones that we're dealing with here. So he was able to communicate to them all the time and spent a great deal of time talking to one in particular named Julie that we describe in the books. And so that's where he learned so much more information on the other side. And I, you know, being around this guy who could tap in and communicate so readily like you with all these other people, it's like, why should I go there? You know, he's so good. I don't know how to do that.
Exactly.
So that's why when he passed in 2007 and started showing up every morning and communicating to me, that's when I realized, oh, I can do that too. And so I didn't even know I was a medium until down the road, and I started developing that and expanding it and realizing, oh, that's what I'm supposed to be doing is communicating with to the other side. So I've got this amazing, beautiful healing spirit team that I work with that also communicate and help people. Through me, I'm just a translator.
Yeah, you're just the medium. Yeah, I'm not the gist, but yeah, and what a wonderful ability that you have. It's funny what you can end up telling people, and whatever you say to them makes them feel so much better. I'll tell you just a little story that I had happen to me. A gal called for a reading from my area here, and she said, "I'd like to come see you," and she said, it's about a relationship. And what I said to her, and it just came flying out of my mouth, I said, you know, you already know what to do. And
yeah.
she said, you're right, I do. And I said, so you see, you don't need anybody like me to sit down with you and say, okay, this is showing this, so this is what you should do.
Yeah.
And I probably, you know, shot myself in the foot, but she said, I can't believe, she said, that you don't want the money. I said, it's not about the money for me. You've got to understand something. I will be happy to sit and talk with you. Absolutely. I said, but I'm telling you right now, you already know what you need to do. There's no
yeah.
question in my
yeah.
mind. You're very stable. Your feet are on the ground. She thanked me and thanked me and thanked me. And I said, and don't go to somebody else paying hundreds of dollars for them to tell you exactly what I just told you.
Exactly, yes, right.
And she said, well,
right.
I will call you, and maybe I can come over and I can sit with you. And I said, I would love that because I don't let everybody come to my house.
Yeah.
I just don't. But she doesn't live very far from me, so I know the area that she's in. But I just, that's what I had to say to her. I didn't want her to say, oh, yeah, come and give me $50 and I'll sit with you for 30 minutes. I didn't want to do that. It wasn't right. It just came
yeah.
flying out of my mouth, that's all. And I'm not sorry I did it. Not sorry at all.
No, I feel the same way you do about I'm here to help people and be of service. And it's not about
yeah.
the money. It's about helping them along, which is really why I wrote the last book about, you know, how to reach out to your angels and spirit guides, because it's available to everybody, but most people don't know that. And they have that access to that. Everybody has access to it. And like you said, you know it. You have that inner feeling, but the mind likes to negate it, right? It needs that validation.
Yeah.
So she needed that validation from you.
That's how she
what
needed
she
from
feeling.
Me. You're right. That was
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And she said, well, I will call you. I said, well, it will be great if you do. That will be wonderful. I said, but don't feel that you have to call me. I said, but
right.
I'm telling you, you already know what to do. She said, you know, nobody said that to me. I said, well, I'm saying it to you because it's the truth. And that's what I'm getting at this moment. I just came, I said, it's just, she said, well, you didn't even have to think about it. I said, no, because, and I said, I can also see your feet on the ground, strong, like there's a magnet holding you there.
Yeah.
You know what to do. That's it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I felt really
yeah.
good. You know,
yeah.
I felt really, really good about it, and I'm glad I did that. But anyways, okay, stop talking about yourself, Natalie. we're going to end up talking and talking and talking. But anyways,
well, you have
okay,
a lot of
so,
interesting stories. There's no doubt about it.
Well, I do, and I can only tell them when somebody like yourself comes on the show. I mean, if I get somebody that's talking about, I don't know, something that's not in the same realm,
yeah.
it doesn't apply. So,
I think we have a lot of
similarities. I know people that are listening have heard
yeah.
it, but it's okay. You should hear it
yeah.
again because it's true. All of it is true. I'm not lying. So, okay, so you healed yourself completely, and you married your beautiful husband. I'm sorry he passed away.
Well, thank you. He, you know, he was, we were told that 6 months before he would pass from his guides, you know, this angel that he talked to all the time, that he would be leaving in 6 months before he did. And we didn't believe him, but we were told that he could help more from the other side of the veil, which is exactly what happened. So we were really
okay.
upset about it. But then when we thought, well, if you can help more from the other side, then, you know, so be it. And honestly, he is helping so much more from the other side. He continues to work with me. He's part of the healing spirit team that I have. So we're very involved. We're just involved more from that end of it than we are the,
mm-hmm.
you know, the marriage and the romance and that sort of thing. So, yeah.
Right. How wonderful
yeah,
is
he
that,
has
though?
Ways of still communicating to me. It's beautiful how he will get my attention and, yeah, he shows up a lot as he will have a hummingbird come right in my face if I need to, and my sister too, because we recognize that those are signs from him. So, yeah, he definitely has ways of getting our attention. So,
isn't that awesome? Just totally
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Totally awesome. Okay, so he helps you. But now, I mean, you've written quite a few books here. I'm going to go back on your site, and I'm going to bring in her name of her site. It's called HOLZ, like in zebra, wellness.com. And she's got this Aboriginal healing. She's got these books, and she's got a book, Three Keys to Unlocking Your Ability to Self-Heal and Vibrant Living. And she doesn't have her latest one on there, but it is called Angels in Waiting. That just came out, didn't it? Then end of October,
it
I think,
just,
right?
Just this week, right. It's how to reach out to your guardian angels and spirit guides. Yeah. So that anybody can do it. Like you were giving your the woman that you were talking about earlier help. It's like, you know, you've got this. This is what this book is about. It's helping people realize how they can connect and get powerful angelic assistance, you know, to overcome
right.
challenges or manifest their desires. It's available to them. And that's what the guides and angels asked me to get this book out. So everybody, people could learn how to access it. You don't have to, you know, pay how much an hour to have somebody give you the answers. You can find
well,
that
that's
stuff
it.
Yourself.
That's it, exactly. You know, you don't, yeah, you don't have to do that. I mean, sometimes you want affirmation from somebody or, and you know, my other site, it's about psychics, but a lot of them, and I know she's told me, they come because they're like friends now. I mean, they just give
yeah.
them good advice. So,
yeah.
you know, so some of the psychics out there are just basically, you know, they want to, you know, they'll. I don't want to say it's like Miss Cleo, but that was the doom for psychics, you know, call me now and I'll keep you on the phone for an hour and a half and all of that. It's not like that. But the thing of it is that they come sometimes just as friends. I mean, I've had my site now 10 years, and then it was an extension of my first one, and I was on America Online. I worked for them, and I had rooms there, and I had rooms on Microsoft Network. They had also a community, but you had to be approved to get that room, and so we had rooms going at the same time. I mean, it was at the time when... You know, there weren't all these sites out there. Now there's just so many sites. It's all saturated, all of it, and people don't realize that. You know, it affects everybody. And so for me right now, I'm hanging in there, and I'm tough. I'm not going to let anything push me away because I'm on the right path. I'm doing it for the right reason. And, you know, I don't rip people off. None of my advisors are like that. They're all beautiful people. And so it's part of, like you, it's giving. I mean, if somebody will write to me and say, oh, gee, Natalie, you know, I don't really have a lot of money right now, but I just want to take 5 minutes. I just gave a lady 10 minutes with one of my staff.
You're right.
I gave
yeah.
it to her. I
yes.
have to pay the advisor, but, you know, because, I mean...
I know, you want to give
clarity
when people need it.
You're not going to be rich with that money you paid for 10 minutes. No.
Yes.
I don't want
right.
that. I don't
right.
need it. My husband died in 2012. He had Alzheimer's, the
oh,
nasty
I'm sorry
kind.
To hear that.
Yeah, but, you know, I was starting the site then, and I just realized what help I didn't get then. I mean,
mm-hmm.
people were funny, even back then. They,
yeah.
you know, these groups wouldn't take him. Oh, no, he's too far advanced. Well, I know that, but how do I get a break here? Everybody is working. I never did get one. But anyways, because I kept him home, you know, so
right.
it's okay.
Yeah, I think things are different
I did
now.
My
they
part,
have...
Robbie. I did my
yeah.
part, and I stand tall with it. So,
yeah.
you know, but it's not a business to me. None of this is a business like to you. This is not a business. We're here
no.
to do wonderful things for people, and everybody deserves something wonderful happening to them. They really, really do.
Yeah.
So, okay, so now
it's
you
incredibly
wrote all these
rewarding.
Books.
It really
yeah.
is
oh, it
incredibly
is.
Rewarding.
Like me, yeah, just like the little things that I do. Of course, absolutely. It's just,
yeah.
you know, yeah, it's good. It makes me feel really good, and I just figure when I get to those gates, you know, God's going to say, well, here she comes. Here comes Natalie. You already got your wings. What more do you want? You know? But
they
I talk
can see
to,
you
I talk
coming
to him
from
every
quite
day.
A distance.
I talk to him every day. And I've told people sometimes it's not really nice. It's a dissertation. Now, what did you call what happened today? What was that all about? I do that. But then I always say, now, you know, I'm not really... You know, I'm not being nasty to you at all. You know, I know what you are, and with you, anything is possible. And people always say to me, oh, that's not going to happen. Listen, with God, anything is possible. If you believe, it's possible. Don't tell
yep.
me it's not.
Yep.
I'm sitting here, rather. I know. You know, too, Robbie.
Yeah, and it's usually beyond what you could imagine. You know, that's what
exactly.
I mean, I can't believe how incredibly blessed I am. Just incredibly blessed.
Well, both
yeah.
of us. I mean, you more so than me, but even so me. I mean, my husband could have killed me.
Yeah.
He tried every day. But.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that's a tough one.
Yeah.
It's
Do you ever
tough,
feel like
Jesus.
He communicates to you since he's passed
no.
over?
No. Nope. Not at all.
No.
If anything, he's feeling pretty awful up there because of what he did to me. And I'm sure if he could say something to me, he'd say, you know, I'm sorry. I just couldn't stop myself. I just, yeah, he would. I'm sure he doesn't feel very good about it. But it's okay. I mean, I survived. I survived.
Well,
I'm here.
Well, you know, it makes you stronger, right? So... Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, Jesus came to me when I was in the bathroom sobbing. I saw his feet, and I got up, and from that day forward, I was good to go. I stopped crying because I believed, because I knew I had help that you couldn't see.
Yeah, that makes a huge difference.
And so from that time forward, because he probably was around about another 7 or 8 months, and it got to be pretty tough on me, but
mm-hmm.
I did it. And
I,
you know, somebody said right about it. I'm not going back that way again. Mm-mm. You have to be in it, and people are listening, and they know you don't want to go back. You don't.
Yeah.
It's not pretty.
Yeah.
It's nothing about it is pretty at all.
It's tough. It's tough.
It is.
Yeah.
And, you know, some people get really docile. But tell me, okay, so you wrote these books. What made you decide to write Angels in Waiting?
You know, that was my prompting of my guides and angels. And so they wanted this book, and they wanted people to know that there's tremendous help available to them.
Mm-hmm.
But because it's a free will planet, people need to ask for it first. They won't just intervene in most circumstances unless you ask. Because there's, I mean, pain and struggle is part of the learning process. So, but people... They want more people to ask more, and to because there's so much more they can do to help them. We're creating a lot more pain and struggle than we need to. So I put this book together about how to connect to them, how to get help from them, how to recognize their messages, how to develop that relationship, because I know that they're there, as you do, by my side all the time. And it's just nice to develop that relationship like a friendship, you know. You don't just tune in every couple months. You're aware that they're there. You talk to them. I'm sure you talk to your angels and guides all the time as well.
No, I just talk to God. I go to the big guy.
Good for you.
I don't go to anybody else. Well, no,
Good
no,
for,
and
right
I'm, just,
to
I'm
the
joking. But that's the truth. That's what I do.
Yeah. Right. But it's recognizing that there is more.
Oh, yeah.
You have
yeah.
help available to you. Whatever that means to you, right? Whatever
yeah.
that is, whether it's God or Jesus or your guardian angel. And so that's really what prompted this book. And I'll be honest with you, Natalie, I was surprised that it took 4 years to get it out because I, you know, I'm used to getting, you know, 2 years tops, and then it's out, it's
wow.
out in the public. It took 4 years, and the reason was is the guides were telling me they didn't want it out sooner because people weren't ready for it sooner. So it took, there was a reason that it took longer to get out, you know, and
it's
they're
true.
Like, okay,
I, it makes
they're
sense,
ready now.
Doesn't it? It really does.
Yeah. It does, yeah. I didn't know there was going to be a pandemic in there, but I think people need this kind of assistance now more than ever. They need to know that they're not
okay,
alone.
Okay, give us a quick thing here. I mean, I don't want to dwell upon it, but how does one contact their angel? What do you have to just pray?
That's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. Well, they're telepathic to your thoughts. And we're only working with benevolent beings here, but they're telepathic to your thoughts. So you only need to ask in your mind. They are aware of your thoughts. So I say, thank you for helping me heal this body. Thank you for helping me let go of whatever it is that's triggering you. Or thank you for guiding me and assisting me, because they've told me that when we work on our own, it's like working at 5 amps of power. And when you use their assistance, it shoots up to like 5,000 amps of power. So there's a big difference. And they don't have the limitations we do. So they will help you, guide you much more clearly, give you the energy, the insights, synchronicities. It's very easy for them to help us. But, again, they need permission from us first, because it's a free will planet. They won't just step in and intervene without under certain rules.
You have to say to them, I give you permission to give me guidance?
Yes. Yes. Thank you for helping me with this.
Okay.
Yes. So I would say, for instance, thank you for helping me find a high-quality long-term relationship. Now, that not only enables them to – now, they will – it's free will. They're not going to manipulate other people, but they will assist you. So maybe you need to let go of some belief systems, right, that you're not good enough or whatever, or you need to open up to things, or they will set up synchronicities where you meet people that you normally wouldn't meet. That's how I met my husband, synchronicities.
That's a great word, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's a term, I should say.
Yeah. It's a lot of times it's not an accident, quote unquote. It happened on purpose. So you start recognizing that, and you start seeing the signs. You start seeing the guidance. Thank you for helping me pick up on your guidance more easily. Thank you for helping me develop that intuition, that gut instinct. That's how you recognize their guidance, that gut instinct, that inner wisdom that we were talking about earlier, that sixth sense. And then you start developing that more, and you start it's a little awkward in the beginning, just like anything new and different, but you get much better at it, and you start seeing there are a lot of signs and messages and help, a lot more than we are aware of.
Yeah, you know, if everybody looks back at their life, near misses of this, and, I didn't go there, and I was so lucky I didn't go, and when I had somebody cancel the show, something happened. But anyways, somebody said to me, well, didn't that disappoint you? I said, no, because I know that there's a reason that they didn't come, and maybe I needed the night off.
Exactly.
To do nothing.
There's a reason for it.
Because I do sometimes two shows a week, and I'm doing the magazine, and then I'm doing this other stuff, and, you know, I'm going back and forth, and so my brain, I'm always at warp speed, and so maybe it was good because I could just watch TV. I didn't have to
do a
show.
And sometimes that's what you need. Right.
Exactly. And so I wasn't upset. I don't ever get upset about stuff like that anymore, because I know there's a reason behind it. And
Exactly.
Even my son recognizes things a little bit more than he ever used to. My granddaughter is like me. And we talk about things that she sees and stuff like that. But I think if people just let it go, just let it go. If the appointment got changed, okay. There's another time, another day. It'll be good. Let it go.
Right.
Don't
exactly.
stew about, oh, gee, you know, I really wanted that interview. Well, maybe you weren't supposed to have the interview on that day. Maybe it wouldn't
exactly.
have gone well.
Exactly.
Or the interview
maybe
were,
it's supposed
or
to happen.
Did it change?
Yeah, right,
you
just
know?
Like the book coming out years later. It's like it wasn't supposed to come out then. It wouldn't have had the same effect,
did
right?
you get it? I mean, it didn't take you 4 years to do it, or did it?
It took 4 years to get it published. By the time
okay.
we actually ended up rewriting it 3 times, believe it or not, because we kept improving it and seeing where people are getting stuck, where they need help. So this is whether it's a career or it's you know, money to live or a relationship or how to be a better parent or, you know, whatever. We put it all in there so that we could see where people need the most help, and that's what we kept rewriting it until we got the major issues that people need help with. And also where they're getting stuck with, as far as communicating to the other side and recognizing messages and signs. I had a young gentleman write to me. He said, you know, because he had talked to me about it, and he said, you know what, they're just not communicating to me. I'm not getting any answers. I'm not getting any guidance. I guess I don't deserve it. And so, you know, that was like, no, they're responding to you, but they're not responding the way you think, like what you were just talking about earlier. right? It happens for a reason, but they weren't responding the way he was expecting them. He was expecting them to see them, to hear them, to have certain things happen the way he mm-hmm. wanted them to, which may have been the reason, but it wasn't supposed to happen the way he wanted it to happen.
And
they
sometimes it's about timing. It's timing yes. also. I mean, yes. in anything, it's timing. And, you know, you could ask for, like, we'll go back to a job. You could ask for that. Well, maybe another job is coming along that's going to be better for you. So they're thinking, I talk like them, they're thinking, we're going to make you miss this because this is not the one. You
Correct.
Will be stuck here, and you'll never go to this one that is waiting that really belongs to you. So part of it is don't be so disappointed. But gee whiz, you know, sometimes, Robbie, it takes, you've got to be older to realize that. But we're telling people when you're, you know, I tell my granddaughter the same thing. If something doesn't happen, it's probably a blessing in disguise. It's probably
right.
something that it wasn't supposed to be, you know. And
right.
Just like
at least those
young women and men getting
yeah.
so disappointed and they break their hearts. Look.
Yeah.
They broke my heart too. And it's too bad you have to be older to realize it. Same with you. Same with all the women that are listening and men, you know, you have to understand that you can't make somebody like you. You can't make it happen. So, okay, get your broom and broom them out. That's what I always say, broom them up. And take the broom. You're gone.
I like that. I like that.
And just, and that means that space next to you is still open and available for you. So, yeah, they probably were the one you wanted, but they probably weren't. So, you know, and I have to help my granddaughter all the time because she's 17 and she has a Cancer moon. She has a Cancer sun and she has other placements of, she is this big time empath, big time
yeah.
moody, big time crawl in your shell. She, you know, and I sit with her and I talk to her and I tell her, look, you know, you can cry on my shoulder, but I'm going to tell you, whoever you like is going to turn out to be one big jerk. You're going to find out later down the road about this person that you thought was all that in a bag of chips. Well, they're not. And she just found out something recently.
Yeah.
And that's what she said. You were right. I said, well, it's not that I'm right. It's just what happens, that things that you need to recognize. And I wish I would have known this when I was 17, 18 years old, but I didn't, you know? Well, I really, really didn't, and it's a shame.
We certainly do have to go through a lot of the learning process. What I know now, yes, it would be wonderful to have known that, especially when I was in my 20s, right? But we also needed to gain that information the way we did, I think, because you know, it changes you. But for me, like I said, I almost had to die twice.
Yeah, right.
Once wasn't
it really
enough
changed
for me.
You.
Yeah, I still wasn't paying attention to the degree that I needed to. So, you know, we go through what we need to go through for a reason.
Well, when that happened to me, I didn't feel I was more spiritual. I can still see what I saw. It's still in my head. And I didn't, because I worked for all these people that had all these what I thought were wonderful, awesome gifts. You know, I probably had them on a pedestal, but they shouldn't have been there. But I didn't start on a path until quite a few years later when I got my first computer and I realized I wanted to use it because I can really type and I really wanted to utilize that skill. And I knew I wanted to work online. And I was an astrologer as an astrologer. So I started looking. And I found Crystal Ball. And I thought, oh, they're not going to hire me. What do they want me for? They want these people that can, you know, get visions and all of that. They hired me right away. I had two ladies. We want you. And I kind of looked up. I kind of probably, if I would have had a mirror, I would have said, they want me? Why?
But it was supposed to happen, yeah.
It was supposed to happen, and I talked to them on the phone, and I think that was the beginning, and I'm just saying this now. I think that was the beginning for me of my path, right there.
I didn't have a business then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I didn't have a business. My first business was in 1998, but I didn't, even then, it took a long time with me, but my gifts are not like yours. or somebody else who can see things. I get more of this. I get more feelings. Like when I wake up, I have a feeling. Sometimes I hear, but not that often. I haven't in a really long time because I guess I'm not supposed to, because I know what it is and I don't have to be shown anymore. I know. I already know.
Yeah.
But
right.
I don't know. But I love where I'm at right now. You know, we have a caller. You want to take a caller? I think she
absolutely
wants to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm saying it's a she. It's probably a he. Hold on and let me see about this caller.
Okay.
Hi there, you're live on the air with Robbie, and I'm Natalie. Can I help you?
Hi, my name is Suzanne. You were right the first time. Trust your intuition, right?
There you go.
Trust
that intuition. I saw you come on, and I asked Robbie. So you would like to ask Robbie something?
Well, I'm just wondering. I had a friend who recently passed away very sudden and unexpectedly, and I keep having this feeling that maybe she's going to be helping me on my path. She didn't even know yet that I have been kind of going through this spiritual awakening, because I haven't been telling very many people.
Yeah.
And I just keep getting this feeling that she is going to be helping me. And I just wondered if what you think about that, if you...
Okay.
You know,
okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, so I have this beautiful team that I work with. Let me just, I'm assisted by, let me ask them about this, okay?
Okay. Okay.
First of all, they want you to know she's fine. Let's see. She's not currently helping you, Suzanne, but she would if you asked her. Okay?
Okay.
It kind of goes back to what we were talking about earlier. You're not going to be, I want you to know that you're not keeping her from anything. You know, she's
okay.
in many places at the same time. So I would reach out to her, and you simply have to do it in your mind. You can do it out loud if you want to, and ask her to assist you just in general. And then she is allowed to sort of step in and guide you and assist you more, help you more is what I'm getting. Yeah. But by all means, please connect to her. She's not, you're not keeping her from anything. She's not, some people pass over, you know, they need assistance, they need a little bit of help and care right away, but she's fine. So she would be able to step in and help you.
Part of your team. That's what I have felt all along since last weekend when this happened, and I'm shocked that she can communicate right away, because if anybody could, she would. And I don't think she's having to learn that. I think she's probably stepped right in, is going right to helping everybody.
I'm getting a yes to that.
Good. Do you see anything as far as my gifts and what's developing for me?
You are moving forward with that. I would ask your, hang on, let me just talk to them about that.
Okay.
You have two guardian angels who are with you from your first breath to your last breath in this lifetime. I would ask them to help you develop those gifts more.
Okay.
And to develop that relationship with them more. Really expand that.
Okay.
So then let's put that in their court so that they can, now they have permission to step in and help you with that. Okay?
Okay. I have seen some of my guides, who I think are my guides. I have names for some of them and like what I think they look like, but that's about as far as I've got with
okay,
that.
Let me ask them if that
there.
Was the angels or the guides. Hang on one second.
Okay.
Now, that was the angels. That was the guardian angels. Yeah.
Okay.
They will appear the way we need them to appear. So that's cool
really?
That you actually saw that.
Okay.
Yeah, there's two. You have two energetic presences by you all the time. Yeah. Now, some people, they ask me, and it's not unusual for them to be, for it to be a spirit guide that's assisting them. But these were your angels. Yeah. So that's cool.
And do you know if they have names, or they don't go by names?
Well, they do, but it's really hard to translate into our language. You call them whatever endearing term you want. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But let me just tell you that they love us more than we can possibly comprehend as humans. It is just far surpasses what we can imagine. Yes. Yeah. By all means. And here's the beautiful thing, Suzanne. As you allow them to help you, that allows them to grow. So it's a symbiotic relationship that the more you allow them to assist you, you know, big, small, vague, specific, as often as you want, that allows them to also grow because they're serving out of tremendous love. So please ask away. That's why they had me write this book. Please tell people to ask us to help them more.
I do ask for help all the time. I'm working on a mediumship. I really like to be able to help people in that venue. And I keep hearing that I'm going to, but I've had a couple of prophetic dreams, but that's about it right now. I haven't had much else. So I'm, you know, I know my intuition is right some of the time. I've been able to validate, but I haven't been able to validate all the time, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting that you're on the right track. Okay.
Good. Okay.
And so allow them, you know, I talked earlier about taking it from 5 amps of power on your own to 5,000 amps, and they were very clear about that. Allow them to really help you progress on that path.
Okay,
they
I'm
have
ready.
The green light to help you do that. They have permission to help you do that. They have certain laws that they're governed by, but they have permission to help you with this. Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. That was a pleasure.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Yeah.
And Suzanne, you could get really good, and you could end up working for me on Stars.
I know. I would love that.
Yeah,
anything
is possible.
I think Natalie would be great to work with.
Oh, I love what I do
really
so much, and
theme.
I love people.
I know.
Yeah, you'd be a part of my staff. Candy's in the room right now, and I wonder if she has a question. Hold on. She might have a question for you.
Okay.
I mean, she does so much for me. I should... Candy, you have a question? I'm talking to her. She can hear me. Well, maybe not. Now, I have another caller here.
Oh, okay.
Let me see.
All right, I'll
let me see.
Okay.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you, Suzanne.
Okay, let's put her over there. You should see my dashboard. It's so much fun.
I'm glad it's you and not me. I don't do the technology.
You know, I have had it
well.
Really bad before. Like, there have been 12 people go all the way down to my screen, and I'm thinking, oh, my God. Here,
wow.
Hold on. We didn't tell people that you were going to do this, or I could have. I want to have you back, by the way, so.
Oh, I'd love to.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air with Natalie and Suzanne. Did you want to add Robbie, not Suzanne. Robbie and Natalie, did you want to ask Robbie a question?
Sure, that would be great. This is David.
Hi, David.
Hello. So I was very spiritually focused from a young age, and I was learning about meditation as a teenager instead of playing baseball, and I manifested meeting Shirley MacLaine, you know, as soon as her books came out. And I thought I was going to do big things, and my life just kind of took a strange direction, and nothing spiritual ever manifested, and I just feel like I've been coasting for the last 20 years. And I'm wondering if I took the wrong path, what happened?
Okay. All right. Let me ask them. I wouldn't say that people take the wrong path. They just may take a longer path, or they might take, you know, I mean, there's no mistakes. You're going to learn no matter what you choose. But let me just ask them, if you're on the right path.
Right. See,
okay,
the
David,
problem.
They're
I
telling
like
me
I...
you need to release expectations about what your life's supposed to look like. Okay. You can move, again, like I was telling Suzanne a minute ago, you can move along much farther, faster, if you employ their help. Okay? Let me just ask them a couple questions. Hang on. They would be delighted to help you to really take some leaps in, leaps in growth here. But you're on the right path spiritually, definitely. Absolutely. Yeah. Do you work with them now at all? Do you work with your guides at all or angels?
Oh, well, I mean, I meditate every day, but I kind of feel like I feel very, closed off and shut off from spirit. I mean, I've literally lived in seclusion for the last 15 years.
Yeah.
And I haven't learned a thing. I mean, hours of meditation every day haven't taught me anything. I mean, I'm fine. I have money, and I have no drama in my life, and I don't fight with people. And it's kind of I'm wondering why I'm not used for a bigger purpose.
Okay, let me ask them, because it might be that this is kind of your soul's journey for this lifetime, and that so you may think that you're supposed to go down a certain path, but your soul may have intentions, different intentions. So let me just see if you hang on a second. Okay, so what I'm getting, David, is that you are mastering what, and I'll tell you, I mean, I'll be honest about it, because I have to be honest about it, but they're telling me that you are getting what your soul intended in this particular lifetime. It's not karmic, but that you really are here to master more about this isolation. But you can move beyond that if you want to, and they would be happy to help you with that. They can also help you if you ask. Again, it's free will. You can do whatever you want. But I would suggest that you ask them to help you find greater joy, to improve a social so that you're not quite so isolated anymore, and that you find more peace, more joy, and recognize that you have been mastering what your soul wanted you to experience in this lifetime. Okay?
Okay.
So I would engage their assistance. I've handed my social life over to them, and it's really interesting watching them connect me with people that, you know, I would never have connected with otherwise. In setting up synchronicities, they're very good at that. But they can certainly help expand your clarity about what you're here to master, and the fact that they're telling me that you have gained that understanding and let go of expectations. They can help you let go of that, but they can also bring more peace and joy into your life. Yeah, so whatever you want, ask them. And I like to say, bring me whatever's in my best interest, even if I don't know what that is.
Right,
yeah.
Well, that's the only thing I ever ask for. I don't, like I said, I've had enough wine, and I've had enough sex, and I have enough money to last me 100 lifetimes. So there, when I look out in the world, there's nothing that I want to accomplish. I've done what I wanted, and that's my meditation. That's my mantra every day. Let me serve my highest and best good.
Yes.
And, but, you know, years go by, and I'm just kind of hanging out in my walled estate, you know, wondering why I'm still here in body.
Right, right. Okay, let me talk to them about that. Hang on. Here's the thing, David. You're doing more service than you think, all right? You are being more of assistance than you're aware of. Because you're holding a higher consciousness, you're holding more light, you're holding a higher frequency, and that adds to the collective, and it helps and assists the collective. So as you become enlightened, it helps others become enlightened. It adds to the collective and adds to the tipping point. So that is a big part of what you're doing. You're here holding specific energy. You're here holding certain insights and awakening and a higher consciousness, which makes it easier for others to do the same then. It's like you're increasing that energy in a more loving way. Okay, that's what you're contributing. So you may think you need to be doing something different, but they're telling me that you are really, you're being of service whether you're aware of it or not. You're not aware of it on a conscious level, but on a deep subconscious level, you are more aware of how you are assisting.
Okay. No,
yeah.
I've kind of been hoping that was true, but
yeah.
I also don't. But I also, you know, I'm not one of those people that, you know, all the love and lighters and new agers embrace and go, oh my God, I love your vibration. I love your energy. I mean, those people run from me.
Yeah, but what you are is you are, like I said, a brighter light. You are a higher, you're in a greater consciousness, and that contributes to the collective. Okay?
Okay.
So I would ask them to help you feel what you're doing more. So that you have not, you don't just have a greater clarity, but you feel it, you know it, okay? I think that would help bring a little bit more peace to you about what's happening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else?
Just you're tremendously loved. They want you to know that. You are tremendously loved. Yes.
Can I say something? I think you should write a book about it.
About
why don't
what?
You try writing?
Well, I'm a writer, so telling me to try writing is a little, I mean, I'm a writer.
Well, I didn't know you were a writer. I'm just telling you, That's what I got is he needs to write a book. He needs to write about it. Maybe that's part of your purpose too. I mean, I don't know. Robbie, what do you think?
Okay.
I'm not getting a book. Hang on, let me just ask them. You know, I'm not getting a book. I'm not getting that. Although writing is certainly an outlet for you, and it's certainly a way for you to connect. And automatic writing might work for you, where you just sit down and just write and see what flows. It's another way for them to communicate to you, because that's something that you're used to doing. But I'm not getting that you should be writing a book about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate
you're on the right path, David. I just think you have to let go of what your mind thinks you should be doing versus what, you know, your soul intends in this lifetime. So, yeah, I'd rather hear that you – I mean, if I was me, I'd rather hear I'm on the right path.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you,
thanks
David.
For calling in, David.
Okay, well, we're over our show, but I'm going to have you back, Robbie. I'm sorry, you got to come back.
I would love to come back, Natalie. It's been a real joy chatting with you. Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yes. It was an easy flow. I looked at the time. I thought, oh my God, it's 1:45 already. I mean, we have time. I have extra time. But the thing of it is that. You know, your time is valuable for you, and I always just usually take an hour. But we have to do this again. I'm sorry.
We could go on for hours.
I think you
and I have a lot in common. We could go on for hours. Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know, I'll just keep taking the calls, and you keep doing it.
Yeah.
It's fun. And I don't know if it was really writing a book for him, but write about it.
Yeah,
write about it or something is what I got.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he was a writer.
I thought that was interesting that you didn't know he was a writer. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
And here he said he's got enough money for millions a year, so he's probably an author.
Yeah.
And we don't even
probably
know.
Already written
I have
yeah.
no idea. You know. Isn't that
no.
the coolest?
Yeah, and it was really lovely hearing from Susanna David. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
It's just meeting people like that I just love. I just enjoy that.
I love when people call in like that. I really, really do because
if they
it means they're resonating with what's going on and they really, really like the information that they're getting okay. So I'll write to Gail, tell her to connect us, and we're going to set up something else again, and then I'm going to have
Great.
Candy, if you don't mind.
I'd love
put
it.
Put in the promo that you will be accepting calls for you
yeah.
to have how to talk to your angel and all of that and
yes I would love to
we'll do that
Let's
I love
it.
I love you, you're wonderful.
Oh thank you, you are too. Thank you for what you're doing, it's great. Thank you so much. It's been a real pleasure.
You know, some days I wonder why I'm doing what I'm doing, because you have to be careful, and this is to everybody. When you do a lot for a lot of people, then you sit back and you say, well, what about me? But what I say to myself when I get that feeling is you don't know what you're getting. You don't know what is coming back to you. It may be here already, it may not even be here, but you're doing this. I've always been of service all my life, and I really don't mind it, except sometimes you just want some things to occur, you know, but then I'll say, oh, forget that. Don't forget I said that. That's just, just cancel that out.
I know.
Cross that off the blackboard. I don't even want to talk about that.
Right. I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You want that balance, and you don't want to create karma on other people's part. So, but it is such a beautiful feeling to be of service to other people. Yeah.
And you can't stop yourself. I can't stop what I'm doing.
No.
I really can't.
You're not supposed to. Yeah.
No, I just love it, and that's it. You know, I'm okay. I'm not wealthy like David was, but I'm just, you know, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm walking and talking, and I have great health, and that's all I care about. Because that's another thing I tell myself. You know, when you don't have good health, your days are really numbered. we don't know, right? We don't know.
Yeah.
But right now, it's all really good, and I'm going to take it, and I'm going to run with it because that's
there you
good.
Go. There
that's,
you go,
that's
Natalie.
What I'm going to do, and I'm going to be happy with it, and I have a great family, and I have people like you on the show. Oh, my gosh, and I have Candy. Thank you, Candy, for all you've done. She promotes everything. And, okay, I'm going to contact Gail tonight and tell her we've decided, I have decided that Robbie's coming back.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it.
Sometime after the first of the year, we'll connect again.
Whenever you want. I would love it, and I'd love to take calls. That's great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was getting goosebumps and getting this nice feeling and everything. Well, you have a great evening.
Thank you.
Everybody out there, have a great evening. And you're going to love this. I always end my show with the same thing, and that is believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. And that's for you too, Robbie, because that's true.
That's perfect. That's perfect. I love it.
I write it to everybody. Anything on Instagram, and I always add that, and I have to because that's how I feel. Okay, so we are going to play some music. We got to end this on a upbeat, because it's been so upbeat. It's called Free to Love by, what's her name again, Candy? Gabby Ray. I remembered it. Never mind. Gabby Ray. And it's really a nice, she'll type something. It's dance time, party time in the room.
Great.
So anyways, okay, I love you so much, and thank you
love
again
you
for
too.
Being on the show.
Oh, it was a real pleasure. Talk to you down the road.
I will. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, free to love. Here we go.
If everyone could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination, this world could show all its colors, so get the chip off the shoulder.
Good night, everybody. I have a show. We'll be next Tuesday. And on the 11th, I have a lady that, you know, she's very spiritual. Her name is Muriel Ford. So it's going to be another good show, some good things going on. So remember, believe in things you cannot see. They really are there. Good night.